Indiana baseball hit the ball hard and got a lot of men on base, but couldn't break through with a multi-run inning on Saturday and allowed Abilene Christian to even the weekend series by taking the middle game 8-4. The media met with head coach Jeff Mercer following the game.
So, Coach, your hitters had some good contact today, but just kind of couldn't break through with a lot of runs. What happened from your perspective?
Yeah, you know, I just told them, you know what, we hit the ball hard several times, and, you know, that's the expectation. I mean, the expectation is that we hit the ball hard consistently. You know, I told the guys before the game, you know, it's going to be a north wind. It's going to be a different style of game that we're going to have to be able to play. And so it's not going to be one of those games where we're going to, you know, hit a bunch of homers, especially to left field or the center field, and we're going to have to string at bats together, and we didn't do that. And anytime you have conditions that are different, and that's what we talked about it before the game and after the game, is you're going to have to play the game the way the game is required to play. And, you know, they're hammering the ball down and away. You're going to have to hit the ball the other way for the righties. I thought lefties probably got more pitches to hit into their pull side of the field. And so offensively, we had first and second. We had an opportunity early. We get picked off second base. We didn't follow the rules there. And so we have bases loaded, and we get in between timing. I'm striking out, and then we don't capitalize it. There's a first inning there where the guy doesn't walk a lot of guys, and he walks two guys. Then we got first and second later in the game when it's still tight there, and we pull off a ball, weak contact, and we get blown up by a fastball on the first pitch. And then we pinch it, and we take a breaking ball in the middle of the plate for strike three. And so those things, you're just going to have to be able to persevere and have direction and stay on time. And we didn't do a good job of lining up consistently and playing the game the way the game was required to win. And so consequently, you don't break through offensively and be able to score the runs that we're accustomed to scoring. And it's frustrating because we've been multifaceted enough to be able to score. We're built, we've worked really hard to be able to score, even when the conditions aren't as conducive. You know, Kraus hammers that ball to left at 102, 103, and right into the wind. And it's just the way that it goes sometimes. But we didn't do a good enough job in totality of stringing up bats together, adapting, learning, and applying it in real time to break through. And that part's frustrating.
With these conditions, what do you think about Brayton Thomas and Jacob Vogel eating up most of those innings today? What do you think?
Yeah, BT stuff was great, and I love BT. He's been amazing. He's been a warrior for us. He just wasn't very good today. Wasn't competitive. You know, when you know he's done a good job of, and he's got really good stuff. And guys that have really good stuff, sometimes they'll lose one and you'll walk a guy, and we all you know, it happens, right? But he's done a really good job of when you have a free base or a hit, whatever it is, bulldogging, getting right back in. He's filled his position well. He's got off the mound. He's managed innings, and today he just didn't manage it. His emotions got the best of him, and he really gave us – it was a really tough time for us. On a day that we weren't good offensively, we couldn't afford to then not be – actually, no, we weren't good enough offensively. You know, we couldn't afford to then give away so many free bases on his accord. And he's been great, and I've applauded him, and he's a wonderful kid, and he's been tremendous for us. But he had good stuff, but he wasn't good enough. He didn't handle the adversity well enough, and we have to be better. We have to help him as coaches, help him get through that stuff. But, you know, we've played enough that he's been out there enough. You know, whatever, we're in 10, 11, 12 weeks, wherever we're at. He's been out there every weekend, and up to today, he's done a pretty good job of managing those moments. He was cruising. Like, he was on cruise control. Stuff's really good, 91, 93. Slider was really good. Slider for a strike. Changeup, the little split change was where he needed to be. Got a lot of swings on it early. Was all over the zone. Was really good. You know, and the bunt's on the over the right side. You know, that's a play that he can make. He has made. And so we got the inning get big on him, and then you're going to the pen early. I think Jake probably loses his posture a little bit on righties, and that's why he cuts balls to righties. And we've talked about it. His velocity is better against lefties than it against righties. The fastball properties are better against lefties. He loses his posture and gets around the outside of it to righties. I think that's why you probably see the difference. The guy homers, he hung a breaking ball to that guy. I thought he could have beat him earlier with the fastball, but the fastball wasn't as good, and so you go to the breaking ball and he homered it. So they weren't good enough on the mound to be able to do that. I thought the best guy was Ivan. I know he hung the slider that gets homered, the same guy that homered Vogel, hung a slider there. But he came back and he responded and he adjusted and he threw two or three really good sliders again. He's got that like vert lift slider. He threw some really good ones after that. And I was really pleased and proud of it. It's his third time this week, freshman, made a good adjustment after hanging one, getting homeward, right back in there. Kind of the same thing we're talking about is I don't expect it to all go perfect. It's not going to go perfect. The game's hard. Baseball is a hard game. But when something happens, I make a mistake, I have to respond, make an adjustment, get back. So I thought Ivan was our best guy of the day.
On Thursday, you said that if you hadn't used Yarbrough at this point, he would start tomorrow. Is that going to be the case?
I would imagine. We also could open Lynn just to get him another start routine in preparation for next week. I would imagine Lynn or Yarbrough, either one I would feel comfortable with. They've got a couple of lefties in there. The one kid that has a bunch of homers is dealing with some injury stuff. And so if he's back in there, with the lefties, the switch hitter, and it's with all due respect, he's a really good player, is better from the left side than the right side. So we may start Lynn, flip him around to the right side, and then face the two lefties at the top for the first inning. But I'll talk to Matt and see how Connor feels too.
Can I ask you, towards the later innings, Wilmore exited. You had Stewart in there also. What was the update with what went on there?
He got hit by that pitch in his foot, and his foot was bothering him. They'll probably go take an X-ray night just to be safe. I don't. Trainer doesn't think it's broken, but we'll go probably get a good picture of it just to make sure. But he was pretty ginger and didn't feel very good. So just for the sake of being cautious, we took him out.
You sent more on that first pitch from Fry. I was just kind of trying to do your best to kind of stay out of these double plays.
Yeah, it was a hit and run just to stay out of the double play for that exact situation. And my fear was on the second pitch they would pitch out. They pitched out a couple times last night. And Landon, I talked to him about it, is he gets that cutter, like the kind of that slider-cutter combo pitch. He's got to get his eyes to the bottom half of that ball. He's got to be able to make the adjustment to that. He was on time. He got it out front. He's just on top of the ball, top of the breaking ball. Again, just the adjustment. He knows that. He's got 100 and some odd at-bats, I'm sure. He's a super smart kid. He's been great for us. He knows that. And so I don't want to do a back-to-back hit and run. If it had been a 1-1 count, I would have gone back to a hit and run. Will's a good runner, but he had just gotten hit, so I didn't necessarily know. And so I thought back-to-back pitches, man, you're kind of rolling the dice on getting thrown out. I think at that point we were probably down 4, probably 6-2. Thought it was a little bit rolling the dice on a hit and run down like that, but I thought it was worth it. And then he just landed as a great kid, but he just has to be better than that. If I'd have got back to a 1-1 or a 2-1, I'd probably would have hit and run again, trying to stay out of that. And then Ricketts, homers, the next guy. And Ricky and I talked about it. You know, he got that same pitch two times earlier. He did the hard part. You know, he changed his position in the box. They're pitching down and away, and the wind's blowing out to right in from left. And so I said, hey, let's be in the front of the box. Let's be on the plate a little bit. Let's take the away pitch and make it middle in, and that's going to be in your hot zone. And he got to the right count. He got to the right pitch twice, and he missed it both times. And it's like, hey, man, like deposit that thing. You're in the right count. You do the hard part. Hit it on the 408, and let's move on. You know, that's what you're capable of doing. And to his credit, he did. In his third at bat, he did that. He got the same pitch he had missed twice, and he homers it. It's just that's the adaptability we're talking about. It's like we're far enough along that he's a good enough player and he's coached well enough that we do that. And so he did a great job of adjusting late. So trying to stay out of that to see if you can run into a, you got three guys in a row there that are nearly or in double digit homers. So you're hoping that one of them can be a multi-run homer, stay out double play. And we weren't able to do that.
McCoskey extends his hit streak to 20 games now. Just what's been the biggest key for him during this stretch?
He has a great approach. He's always on fastball timing. He plays the game like a pro. I thought he was really good today, and I thought Jake was really good today. I know he expanded on that one, but he walked four times, battled his butt off. I thought both of those guys were tremendous offensively today. Caleb has the ability to see the game in real time as it's happening, move himself in the box, move himself forward and back, on or off the plate, cover zones the way that he really should, and he's a really true, pure swing where he backspins the ball. He doesn't topspin the ball down to his pull side, and so when you do that, you're not giving yourself outs, right? He doesn't topspin the ball to the outfield or in the infield. He drives through. He gets into really good counts. He doesn't overswing. He uses all parts of the field. He plays the game at an extremely high level intellectually. So he's always in the right place offensively, in the right part of the plate, in the right part of the field. You know, I feel like and it's different because I'm 40 years old. If I was knowing what I know as a 40-year-old, if I was playing and I was having an at bat when I watch him play, I feel like he's in my mind. You know, like I watch him and it's like, man, that's exactly what you would want someone to do right there. Just he's very old. He's a very, very old hitter. And again, he was, his dad played baseball at the highest level, was an all-star, like a great player. So, you know, so much of that from Caleb's standpoint is he gets it at home. You know, he's getting better instruction at home than he's getting here. So he really has a huge advantage on the rest of us, or the rest of them. But kudos to him for being adaptable and learning and applying it in real time. So he's just a pro, man. He's a pro.
Indiana and Abilene Christian conclude the series with a rubber match Sunday at 12 noon. Keep an eye on our social media or the live game blog. See you at the BART.